The Indiana Center for Recovery, a for-profit addiction treatment center that opened in Bloomington last June, failed a state fire inspection today. The City of Bloomington confirmed that City Fire Inspector Tim Clapp accompanied the state fire marshal during an inspection of the Indiana Center for Recovery's building near the IU Health Bloomington Hospital in downtown Bloomington. City of Bloomington Communications Director Yelka Sanders says the failed state fire inspection is due to the former apartment complex the Indiana Center for Recovery moved into.
The building was previously used as apartments. I had an R2 occupancy permit, but they determined that it was being used as an I1, which is institutional one occupancy style. And it doesn't comply with the state's fire standards for an I-1 occupancy.
The Indiana Center for Recovery paid $1.6 million for the 24-unit apartment on First Street in March of last year, according to an investigative piece published by Laura Land and Abby Tonzing in the Herald Times. That piece found that the Indiana Center for Recovery repeatedly petitioned the Bloomington Board of Zoning Appeals to allow for variances in the former apartment complex. The company also paid nearly $500,000 for the former Hoosier Energy headquarters and 3.5 acres on East Ellis Road, north of Bloomington, for an inpatient detox center. The company also reportedly plans to operate a drug testing laboratory at the Ellis Road site to screen patients' urine and blood for drugs. The Indiana Center for Recovery has 30 days to bring their former apartment complex into compliance. The state fire inspection cited the center for violating the state fire code, which states, quote, no change in the character or use of any building or structure shall be permitted that shall cause the building or structure to be classified within a different occupancy group or within a different division of the same occupancy group, end quote. The Indiana Center for Recovery declined comment for the story.